Jeffrey McGrath is a 49-year-old Seattle software engineer. Until just a few months ago, Jeffrey spent his days like most of us. He hiked, he biked to work a few times a week. And on Mondays and Thursdays, Jeffrey led a local Boy Scout group, Troop 98. Then, in late March of this year, Jeff got a call from the Boy Scouts of America headquarters from a guy he'd never talked to before.
He said, "Are you an open and avowed homosexual?" And I was taken aback by that and responded that I thought that was a really rude question and that I wouldn't answer it. But that if he was asking if I was gay, the answer was yes.
And with that answer?
With that answer, he said, "Well, given what you've told me, then you are out of the Scouts and you should expect an email to that effect shortly."
Turns out the man was the attorney for the Boy Scouts of America, and the email confirmation came the very next day. Immediately, Jeff knew he had to fight, so now Jeff's days start like this.
I get up at 6 in the morning. Sometimes I'm up even earlier than that to answer inquiries and correspondence.
Jeff's lucky to get a few hours of work done in between responding to media requests during his days, and this attention's all pretty new to him. When Jeff came out back in 1988, life for him was a lot different.
I remember driving into town, because we lived out in the North End, out in Shoreline area, driving into town with my mom, driving through Capitol Hill because we heard there might be gay people there, just to drive through and see if maybe we could spot one.
Well, I'm curious now. Could you?
Well, you know, who knows? I think so. My little sister was in the car, and I remember her rolling down the window. She was, I don't know, 8 at the time, and saying, "Hey, gay people," or something like that, which she meant to be supportive. And I was mortified because I was only just coming out and shy. So
Yeah. I'm talking with Jeffrey McGrath. He is an openly gay scout leader, and he and his troop have been excommunicated from the Boy Scouts of America oversight, for lack of a better term, because the fact that he is openly gay violates the National Boy Scouts of America policy about homosexual troop leaders. Well, in fact, you live in this liberal city, Seattle, where the mayor is an openly gay married man, same-sex marriage. You are married as well. It's legal in the city. So what was your response to hear this person that you didn't know tell you that you were no longer allowed to be part of the Boy Scouts of America because of your sexual orientation?
I was shocked and completely taken off guard by it. We knew what the national membership policy was, but we also knew that in applying for this PAC and troop, that the local council here at Chief Seattle Council was excited to accept our application. They were very proud of it and were congratulatory. When they handed me our charter, the whole office came around and slapped me on the back and everything.
And that's partly because of the boys that were part of your troop, right?
Certainly. It was partly the characteristics of the kids, the neighborhood we were in.
Rainier Beach.
Super high diversity. We have black kids and Asian kids, biracial kids. We have immigrant kids from Burma and Myanmar, kids from East Africa. We also have a gay kid. And we have a couple of the kids have gay parents.
In the aftermath of all this, Jeff, you're now not just a scout leader and a tech guy. You are a national spokesman, a national figure. What's it like for you, a typical day now, as opposed to what it was like before all this?
Wow. You have to keep in mind that my natural inclination is to sit quietly behind my desk working on logic problems. So this has caught me by surprise and has been a little shocking to my system. There are people throughout the nation that are concerned about this issue. There are kids that are affected daily by this, and there are also adult volunteers, PAC leaders, troop leaders, that are directly affected because they are gay or lesbian themselves.
So are you telling me you've become an inadvertent spokesperson for gay rights?
Yes, and I'm slightly horrified by that.
Well, just because your inclination would be to be in your office?
Yeah, I'm a little introverted fellow, right? So
So I'm thinking back to the story you told me of 1988 in the car with your your mom, or was it both parents
my mom and your sister?
What would that Jeffrey say about this Jeffrey sitting here today being a political spokesperson?
Wow. That Jeffrey then would have said, there is a gay man. That is one way that I can grow up to be a gay person in our community that I can be proud of. Last month, I met a 17-year-old who flew clear across the nation from Maryland. His name is Pascal Tessier. He was the first Eagle Scout, gay Eagle Scout to earn that rank since the national policy changed in January. And when he heard about my membership being revoked from BSA, part of what you have to understand is in all of BSA, he could find no other out gay scoutmaster. And he did something that I hope I would have done back then if the same thing had happened, which is to stand up and to make a noise in favor and in support and in defense of what he needs, which is he needs adult gay role models in his life.
Well, now that you are both a gay role model, an out person, a spokesman with Pascal and some other people delivering hundreds of thousands of signatures to Amazon to ask them to stop sending money to Boy Scouts of America, do people treat you differently?
I mean, my family and friends treat me as well or as poorly as they did before. When I was in Europe, when this news first broke, what was surprising to me was to be walking through the Colosseum on a tour and have several people actually come up and say, are you that guy? I mean, and that was Europe. This is international news.
People recognize
around the world are paying attention, and they recognized me, which was very surprising. Boy Scouts of America is the only Boy Scout association in the world. This is the only one that segregates on the basis of gender, where boys and girls don't scout together. And in Western Europe and Western cultures, it's also the only one that discriminates against gay and lesbian people.
But you still want to be part of this organization.
Yes, I would. This is an organization that I grew up in and that that I have a lot of fond memories in.
Jeffrey, wouldn't it be easier for you to just say, fine, guys, you have the opportunity to be scouts and I have, you know, a job and a career and a partner, a husband, a family. You know, why keep knocking your head against this door?
I think that the effort for change requires effort. And one doesn't enjoy going where one is not wanted. But the needs of this coming generation and the needs of the adults who currently serve, they need their voices heard. And if I can help in some small way, I'm there for that.
Where are you going to be on Gay Pride Day?
Well, Gay Pride Day comes in at different times in different towns.
Where are you going to be on Gay Pride Days?
Well, this Sunday, Gay Pride is in Salt Lake City. And I've been asked to join them in their parade, at the front of their parade with the Color Guard. The Color Guard is the presentation of the national colors that happens at the opening of every parade in the nation. So I'll be there with my identical twin brother and others in our uniforms, presenting the national colors in pride and equal dignity to that city. We'll also be there with advocacy banners calling on the BSA to change their policy, to make it so it's no longer dangerous for a gay kid or volunteer to be a member of their association.
Jeffrey McGrath led a Boy Scout troop in Seattle's Rainier Beach neighborhood until the Boy Scouts of America revoked his membership because he's openly gay. Today, Jeff still leads most of those kids in scouting activities, but his troop is no longer affiliated with the BSA. Even though the organization kicked Jeff out, he still identifies as an Eagle Scout. He hopes one day the BSA will change its policy on openly gay scout leaders. This is The Record.